ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Is everybody set and ready? Because if you are, then so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions, 5 categories. Patrick, our compiler, has done a terrific job tonight. Listen to these. Category number 1, Milliner Hot Seat. Category number 2, Family Feud. Category number 3, Hard Quiz. Category number 4, The Chase. Category number 5, Mastermind. All right? Milliner Hot Seat. Family Feud, Hard Quiz, The Chase, Mastermind. Who is going to kick us off tonight? Adam's in Hobart. G'day, Adam.
Hi there, Phil.
G'day, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Yourself?
Not too bad, no, I think. All things considered. What do you reckon? Milliner Hot Seat, Family Feud, Hard Quiz, The Chase, Mastermind?
The fourth option, please.
The fourth option, which is The Chase.
Correct.
Okay, question number 1. By what marine nickname is Bryden Coverdale known on The Chase Australia?
I don't even understand the question. Thanks very much for the program.
No worries, Grant. Madam, thank you. That's okay. Mark from Meadowbank. Hi, Mark.
I immediately thought you wouldn't have a single question about quizzes, especially The Chase. You'd go off in various tangents. Very tricky of you.
I'm not suggesting anything, actually.
I better listen to the question again.
Question number 1. We're in a category called The Chase. By what marine nickname is Bryden Coverdale known on The Chase Australia?
Oh, I'm glad I listened to the question again. I've got an answer. I don't know, but I'm going to guess. But first, I've got to say, if you are driving from Perth to Albany, there's a fantastic thing that no one ever mentions on these holiday and travel programs, and that's an enormous windmill built by a Dutch guy who settled here in Australia with his wife, built it himself. I think it's near Stirling. One of your callers, listeners might call in and correct me, but I think it's near Stirling. It is the most incredible thing. I visited it about 20 years, driving from Perth to Albany.
You mean it's a windmill built in the Dutch style?
Exactly, yes.
With the big wooden sails?
Absolutely. And he demonstrated the workings of it. It's got all of the mechanics.
Yeah.
He demonstrated the workings of it for me. He put some special wheat in there and ground it and baked cake and bread out of it. And he also has accommodation there. But this guy ought to be featured on Australian Story. He is an absolute genius. It's just an incredible thing to visit.
So he built the whole thing himself?
You bet.
Because that can be quite big, those windmills. Is it a big one? Or?
It is enormous. It's life size, which means that you can see it from...
Okay.
People should check this on their favourite search engine.
All right, on the way down to Albany, but whereabouts?
I think it's around the Stirling area.
Okay.
It wasn't much of a deviation from the straightest drive, but I found plenty of stuff to visit. I mean, it could be a bit tedious to drive if you're really looking forward to get there for your diving it's just most beautiful drive between, I guess, you know, the other thing is Margaret River gets a bit busy for my liking and Stirling, I think. I'm pretty
Thanks
sure
for the
Stirling.
Tip. Thanks for the tip, Mark.
So my guess is the shark.
Correct.
Thank God
By
for
what
that.
Marine nickname is Bryden Coverdale known on The Chase Australia? The answer is the shark. Yes. Sharks being somewhat in the news at the moment. Question number 2.
We better shift to something that might be more familiar to me in case you continue down that same path. I don't watch The Chase often, but how about Hard Quiz, please?
Well, all the categories are quiz shows, aren't they?
Well, you never know.
Question number 2. Hard Quiz. Which 1988 action movie was based on the 1979 novel Nothing Lasts Forever?
An image of Bruce Willis just flashed across my mind. Nothing Lasts Forever. 1988 movie.
1988 action movie.
Action, yeah.
It was based on the 1979 novel Nothing Lasts Forever.
Yeah, there's a movie with Bruce Willis in it. It's called Hard Something, and I can't even think of the title.
Anyway, Mark, thanks for the travel tip.
Thank you.
Cheers. Good on you. See you. Cheers. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Rodney from Warburton. G'day, Rod.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening, yes. That windmill was built by a bloke called Plune Hitzert, says my texter. Okay.
Okay.
Rolf from Bassendean says it's an authentic 16th century style brick windmill. The Lely Dutch windmill is located about 94 k's north of Albany near the Stirling Range National Park. Okay. Wow. All righty. Question number two we're up to. Hard quiz. Which 1988 action movie was based on the 1979 novel Nothing Lasts Forever?
Die Hard?
Correct.
Is it?
Correct, right? Yeah. Yes. Die Hard.
It's Chris. This is John.
Nice beer.
He just wants to spend Christmas with the family.
Is Daddy coming home with you?
We'll see what Santa and Mommy can do.
But when he gets stuck at the office party...
Merry Christmas!
It'll be a holiday...
Merry Christmas!
...he'll never forget.
Ho, ho, ho.
Welcome to the party, pal!
This Christmas...
It's a time of miracles, so be of good cheer.
Bruce Willis.
Well, to the coast, we get together, have a few laughs.
Alan Rickman.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Die Hard.
This is their idea of Christmas. I gotta be here for New Year's.
Yes, was it the ultimate Christmas movie? Question number three, we're in Hard Quiz, but you could move to any other category, The Chase, Mastermind, Family Feud, or Mill in the Hot Seat. I do love that pun. I do love that pun. But...
We'll keep running to see what's going on. Family Feud, I think.
Family Feud? Why not? Question number three, which two feud... You okay there, Rod?
Yes, thank you.
Which two feuding cousins were played by Saoirse Ronan and Margot Robbie in a 2018 historical film?
Oh, that's hard. I'm tipping it's probably an older one. What are they called?
Which two feuding cousins? I don't want the film. I want to know which two feuding cousins were played by Saoirse Ronan and Margot Robbie in a 2018 historical film. I don't want the film.
No, I'm afraid that one's got me.
Thanks, Rodney. Bye-bye. See you later. Kay from Bunbury. G'day, Kay.
Oh, hi, Philip.
Oh, hello, hello, hello.
Before I try to answer the question,
yeah.
I have stayed at that Dutch windmill.
Oh, have you?
And okay. It's called the Lely Dutch Windmill, and yeah. It's located near Borden in WA.
Okay.
And it's a functioning 16th century replica Dutch windmill. It's fully operational, but they have accommodation there, but also... Apart from staying in sort of replica Dutch houses,
yeah.
You can book an overnight stay in an original 1944, I think it is, Dakota airplane, a DC-3.
Dear idea.
Yeah, it's amazing. And
has he got a dike there as well? Has he got someone to put his finger in it?
No, probably by now, but I can't remember his name, but he is a beautiful, I think it's saxophone he might play. Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, he does. He's a talented muso as well. We've had texts about
it. Right. He is too. It's an amazing place. And, yeah. Now the only feuding anythings I know are the somethings and the McCoys. can't remember the other one, so I don't know. I don't know the
That's
answer.
Not what we're after. Thanks, Kay.
Okay.
See you. Bye. 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 Yes. No. The Dutch windmill's got getting quite a rap. Justin in Frankston. Hi, Justin.
Well, how are you, mate? Sorry, I just had a bite of cracked pepper water crackers then.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, Justin, tell me, which two feuding cousins were played by Saoirse Ronan and Margot Robbie in a 2018 historical film?
Oh, I don't even watch movies. Sorry, Phil. I don't even know.
No good. All right, matey. Thank you anyway. Anne from Caulfield. Hello, Anne.
How are you?
I'm good. No. Which two feuding cousins were played by Saoirse Ronan and Margot Robbie in a 2018 historical film?
I think it was something with royalty, but I hope that helps someone else. Good night.
Good night. See you, Anne. Bye bye. I hope it does. Dave from Sonano. G'day, Dave.
G'day, Phil. How are you going?
Pretty good. Which two feuding cousins were played by Saoirse Ronan and Margot Robbie in a 2018 historical film?
Well, I had an inkling, but the last caller just confirmed my inkling. I reckon it's Mary, Queen of Scots, and Elizabeth I.
Correct. Yes, it is. Exactly right. Yes, Mary, Queen of Scots, and Elizabeth I were the feuding cousins in question. Okay, question number four. We're in Family Feud, but you can move anywhere else you like.
Oh, I might jump back to Hard Quiz, if that's okay.
Hard Quiz, why not? The winner of Hard Quiz takes home a mug made from which alloy?
Brass.
Correct. Yes, the big brass mug.
It is.
That was pretty straightforward for you, Dave.
Yes, I've got to be. I like the Battle of the Duds when they take home the brass mug with the big hole in it. That's a that's a ripper.
Helen from Footscray says, "Phil, the Irish name Saoirse is pronounced either Saoirse or Saoirse, depending on which county you come from." Oh, gee, that's a level of detail, Helen, that I can't cope with. I'm just going to stay with Saoirse. It's the best I can manage for a name that is spelt S-A-O-I-R-S-E. How they get Saoirse out of it is beyond me anyway. PJ from Ballarat sent a picture of the windmill and the DC-3 in. Thank you. Pam in Hobart, yes, it would be Elizabeth I and Mary, Queen of Scots. Heavens above, that bloke who owns the windmill is also a pilot.
Wow.
He's a baker, a windmiller, a saxophonist, and he flies a DC-3.
He's a Renaissance man. He's a modern Renaissance man.
He certainly is. Mm. A Dutchman for the ages. Wow. He's a flying Dutchman.
He is.
Dave, question number five. Yes. What did you say you want to do? Hard quiz.
We'll stick with hard quiz, yeah.
Which gemstone defines 10 on the Mohs scale of hardness?
Diamond.
Correct. Diamonds, exactly. Yeah. All right, we've got a couple left in hard quiz. Otherwise, it's somewhere else. What do you want to do?
Oh, we'll keep hard quizzing.
Question number six, hard quiz. Released in September 1982.
Okay.
Released in September 1982. It's Hard was the 10th studio album from which English rock band?
Oh, look, okay. 1982. I'm just going to go Queen.
Not Queen, but it knocks someone out, doesn't it? Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Good on you. It knocks somebody out. All right. One, Karen from Altona. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Question number six, released in September 82. It's Hard was the 10th studio album from which English rock band?
The Who?
Yes, it is The Who. It is. I woke up in a Soho store where a policeman knew my name. He said, "You can't go sleep at home tonight if you can get up and walk away." I staggered back to the underground and the breeze blew back my hair. I remember throwing punches around and preaching from my chair. Well, who are you? The Who. All right, Karen, question number 7. We're in hard quiz. You can stay there or you can move.
I'll try the chase again.
The Chase, question number 7. At a world-famous annual festival in Gloucester in England, what is rolled and then subsequently chased down a hill?
I think it's blocks of cheese.
What's the answer?
Blocks
what,
of cheese.
What is rolled and subsequently chased down a hill?
Cheese.
I'll give it to you. Yes, it is. It's a wheel of cheese, not a block of cheese. A block wouldn't really roll.
Yeah, but I've seen on TV.
A wheel of cheese, a double Gloucester, in fact. Mm. All right. Question number 8. We're staying with the chase.
Yeah.
Which American comedian played Ty Webb in the 1980 movie Caddyshack?
Chevy Chase.
Correct. It was Chevy Chase. Yes. Nice work. Okay. Question number 9. We're in the chase, if you like.
I keep trying.
Chasing Cars was a 2006 single from which Northern Irish band?
I'm not very good on that. I'd say U2.
Not U2. Thanks, okay. Karen. See ya. Bye. No, not U2. Annette from Perth had Chevy Chase. Yes. Annette from Perth also had the Wheel of Cheese. And plenty of other people had the cheese too. Ray in the Bay has got the right answer here. Yes, lines are free if you want to grab one. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Simone, from Ballarat. Hi, Simone.
Yeah, hi, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good.
That's good to hear.
Now, we're up to question number 9, The Chase. Chasing Cars was a 2006 single from which Northern Irish band?
The Traffic Wardens.
Sadly not.
Sorry. Hey, listen, I had almost a wheel of cheese for dinner tonight. I had two grilled cheese sandwiches in the pan. Have you ever grilled them like that?
Hang on, a grilled cheese sandwich in the pan?
You put
the cheese in the pan, then you fry the butter on either side, did you?
Yeah, beautiful. Great for the heart.
I'm glad we can only talk about it quietly, Simone, because Luigi will be listening to us and you're saying, I told you not to eat that.
No more cheese. You put it down with the cheese. I'm Italian, so you can probably tell. But listen, great to hear your dulcet tones. It's been a while.
Thank you, Simone. Yes. Mm. Well, that's nice to be here, and nicer that you were here as well. Thank you.
Thanks, love. See you. Take care. Bye.
1-300-800-222 is the number. We're up to question number 9, The Chase. We are in. Where are we? Rachel in Canberra. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Phil. Good evening.
Good evening. Question 9, The Chase. Chasing Cars was a 2006 single from which Northern Irish band?
Beautiful song, played at my best friend's funeral, and it's sung by Snow Patrol.
It is sung by Snow Patrol. Good on you. Okay, here we are. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get to. That's a beautiful song to play at a funeral, Rachel. Yeah.
Yeah. Inspiring.
Yeah. No. Thank you. Question 10. We're in the chase. One left there. Otherwise, you can move.
I might stay here.
Okay. The Chase. Last one in this category. Chasing Pavements was a 2008 hit for which single named English singer?
Oh, you're kidding. Chasing Pavements. did you say?
Chasing Pavements was a 2008 hit for which single-named English singer?
I don't think I have any memory of 2008. No, sorry.
No good. Thanks, Rach. Yeah.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye-bye. Okay, Adrian, yes, that's correct. Ray in the Bay's got it, yes. Maria, correct. Jenny from Glenbrook had Snow Patrol too. Jim from Banksia Park, I'll grab you in a second. Michael from Freshwater, hello. Hi, Michael.
Hi. That was very quick.
No, well, yeah, no, we sort of had nobody and now we've got a few, if you know what I mean.
It'll be quick and painless.
Question number 10, we're in the chase. Chasing Pavements was a 2008 hit for which single-named English singer?
No, I've got no idea.
No idea?
No, can't.
Nothing. Got absolutely nothing. Okay, thanks, Michael. See ya, bye-bye. Amy's got the right answer. Ed in Perth's got the right answer. Jim in Banksia Park. Hi, Jim.
Evening, Phil.
Evening. Question number 10, The Chase. Chasing Pavements was a 2008 hit for which single-named English singer?
I was really hoping Michael would get that one. no idea.
No. Okie doke, there's a clue in it. Wesley from Salt Lake City in Nevada. G'day, Wes, how are you?
Hey, how you going, Phil?
Yeah, not bad. Pretty good. Early summer in Nevada. It should have warmed up by now. Is it Wesley or not?
Oh, the sun is beaming. The sun is beaming here. Yeah, it's lovely.
Oh, good. Very good.
It really is nice.
We're up to question number 10 here, The Chase. Chasing Pavements was a 2008 hit for which single-named English singer?
All I can think of is Adele.
That's a good thought. Correct. Very good. With you, should I give up or should I just keep chasing pavements? No, that's a good thought. That's a good thought, Wesley. Any interest in the World Cup in Salt Lake, Wesley? You don't have any games there, do you? No.
No, there's no games here. There's been a bit of coverage on it on the TV over here, but there hasn't been much, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay.
I watched the Socceroos yesterday. That was really good.
How good was that?
It was amazing. It was especially good with the Turks before the game, saying how it was going to be. Basically, it was a foregone conclusion how they were going to beat us. But it was good.
I know that it's not likely to happen, but I do have a very shy hope that on Saturday.
You never know.
You never know. Exactly. Our defenses are incredible. You just never know.
Yep.
Anyway, question number 11. So we've got four categories left. Mill in the Hot Seat, Family Feud, Hard Quiz, or Mastermind?
Oh, we'll go Hard Quiz, please.
Hard Quiz. Last one in this category. Question number 11. Which naval ration made from flour and water was also known as sea biscuit?
Hardtack.
Correct. Yeah, hardtack. I don't think it sounded like it was much, actually, but there you go, if that's all it was. Ray in the Bay says, from what I've seen of the World Cup so far, I could have a sneaky quid on the USA. Yeah, you could. They were pretty devastating, weren't they, against Paraguay. Question number 12, Wesley. No more hard quiz left. So, Mill in the Hot Seat, Family Feud, Mastermind.
Let's go Family Feud, please.
Family Feud. Now used to mean a prolonged and bitter campaign against someone. Which name for a family blood feud? comes from the Latin for revenge?
Oh, No, sorry, I can't think.
No good.
I'm out of blank.
See you, Wesley. See you, bye. Nice to get a call from Nevada, Salt Lake City. 1-300-800-222 is my number. Sam's in Harvey. G'day, Sam.
Morning, Philip. How are you?
Oh, not bad, Sam. You been all right?
Good. Yeah, can't complain.
Good. Good. Excellent. Yeah. No, we never complain on the Mighty Challenge here on Nightlife, Sam. Not ever. Not once.
Nah.
Hey, question number 12. Now used to mean a prolonged and bitter campaign against someone. Which name for a family blood feud comes from the Latin for revenge?
I should know this. It was Italian originally, Italian descent. No, sorry.
No worries, Sam. Thank you. Nice to have a chat anyway. Anthony in Perth. Hello, Anthony.
Good evening.
Question number 12, we're up to family feud. Now used to mean a prolonged and bitter campaign against someone. Which name for a family blood feud comes from the Latin for revenge?
You know what? I've got no Italian in me, but I can't believe the gentleman before me did not know that, and he's Italian.
Anthony. the answer is?
A vendetta, Emil.
A vendetta, yes. A vendetta. A vendetta, that's right. A prolonged and bitter campaign against someone. We're in family feud. We're up to question 13. You can stay here or move to Mill in the hot seat. Someone's texted in saying, Phil, it's millionaire hot seat. Not this category. It's a pun. This category is milliner hot seat. So you can stay in Family Feud. You can go to Mill in the hot seat or you can go to Mastermind. Up to you.
See, not much of a selection.
Hey, steady, Anthony. These are the finest quizzes by the finest quiz master in the world.
Well, good on you. I've only got one right, so...
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty stoked about that, actually.
I wouldn't be bagging anything here if I was in you, Anthony.
Yeah, I'm not going to get too over the top. Oh, I mean, I suppose it's Mastermind. I'll go for that, thank you.
Mastermind, why not? Yep. Question number 13. Who's the current host of Mastermind Australia on SBS?
I know his face and everything, but he's a young guy and he's Triple J or something like that. But I'm going to have to leave that one until
no worries.
For the next person, I think. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anthony. Bye-bye. Thanks for having a crack. Anyway, speaking of people from Harvey, what about Tom from Harvey? G'day, Tom.
How you feel?
Not bad. Question 13, who's the current host of Mastermind Australia on SBS?
Oh, geez, I've never seen it, so... yeah, I've got no clue, sorry.
No, good.
I'll go Tim Coop.
No. Thank you anyway. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Marie from Altona says, on a cruise in Europe last year, we sat at the dinner table with an Australian who writes all the quiz questions for those shows. It was a very interesting conversation. I imagine it would have been. I wonder who it was, Marie. It wasn't our quizzer. I wouldn't think, no. Steve from Leicester, I'll come to you shortly, but Bo is in the truck with a tank of gas. G'day, Bo.
Actually, I'm not. I'm in the car on the way home.
Oh.
I've had an early one.
It's an early mark. It's an early mark for you, Bo, which is good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Now, question 13 we're up to. Who's the current host of Mastermind Australia?
I've never watched it, and the only hint I got was somebody, the guy before saying he's pretty sure it's somebody from Triple J. So I'm just going to pick a name and guess Francis Leach.
Aha, not Francis Leach. Thanks, Bo. You can hear Francis Leach, of course, here on... on the Overnights program. Steve from Leicester. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Phil. How's tricks?
Pretty good. Question 13, we're up to Mastermind. Who's the current host of Mastermind Australia on SBS?
Mark Fennell.
Correct. His name is Mark Fennell, yes. And he's been around the traps, as we know, but does a good job on Mastermind. Question 14, well, you can stay here if you like, or you can move to Family Feud or Mill in the Hot Seat.
I know you never answer questions, but isn't Salt Lake City in Utah, not Nevada?
Did I say Nevada? I meant Utah. Yes. I meant Utah. Salt Lake City is...
You answer a question.
Salt Lake City is definitely in Utah. I've been there to Salt Lake City.
Well, that doesn't explain why I keep getting questions wrong on the quiz then, does
it? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't, Steve. But you normally do okay, Steve. If I were you, I would not be in the grizzling department.
No, once you get past the first one, it can sometimes get a bit better.
Question 14. So you got past the first one. So you can stay in Mastermind, or you can move to Family Feud, or you can go to Mill in the Hot Seat.
I'm going to go to Mill in the Hot Seat.
Mill in the Hot Seat. Question number 14. Slouch hats worn by the Australian Army are made by which manufacturer?
The Kubra.
Correct. Akubra, yes. Akubra makes the slouch hats. Question number 15. We're in Mill in the Hot Seat. Are we staying there?
Why not?
Which broad-brimmed hat takes its name from the Spanish for shade?
Sombrero?
Correct. A sombrero. Nice work. All righty.
Change it up.
13, 14. We're up to question 15. How many? Hang on. Yeah, that's three in a row for you, isn't it? One, two.
It is. Yes.
Three, yeah. Nice work. Okay, what are we doing? Mill in the Hot Seat, Mastermind, or Family Feud?
Let's do Mastermind.
Back to Mastermind. Question number 15. Criminal Mastermind Gru is the main character of which 2010 children's movie?
Minions.
Not Minions. No. Sorry, Steve. Thank you anyway. Nice work. Not Minions. Loz in Lynham. G'day, Loz.
Hello there. Minions is sort of halfway, I think, but I think the first one's called Despicable Me.
Question 15 we're up to. Criminal Mastermind Gru is the main character of which 2010 children's movie?
Despicable Me.
Correct. Yes, Despicable Me. Very good. All right, question number 16. We're in Mastermind, but you can move to Family Feud or Mill in the Hot Seat.
We'll stay here, please.
Staying with Mastermind. Question number 16. Catholic gentleman Robert Catesby was the mastermind behind which 1605 conspiracy?
The Guy Fawkes blow up Parliament thing.
What was the name of the conspiracy?
Oh, the gunpowder plot.
Correct. Yes, very good. The gunpowder plot. They were going to pile heaps of barrels of gunpowder under the Parliament House, under the Houses of Parliament, and blow the lot to smithereens.
Yep.
I don't think it would ever have worked, Loz, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know enough about the architecture, but they just didn't have enough operational security, and all these people knew, and they just got caught red-handed.
That's true. David in Singleton says, a Kubra are magic, as they can pull a hat out of a rabbit. That's quite nice, David. I'm sure they must have used that in their ad campaign, surely. Hank says, no big deal, Phil, but Salt Lake City's in Utah, not Nevada. No, it certainly is. And why is there a strong air of acrimony to the USA here in Australia, says Hank. Oh, come on, Hank. It is, it's what's called friendly sporting rivalry. Given the fact that, gee, you'd even put the USA as favourites to, well, would you say they're favourites to win? I don't think they can win the World Cup, can they? But they certainly put away Paraguay with some dispatch, didn't they? Question, I think there'll be a big mountain for Australia to climb. But, gee, I have a shy hope. I really do. Question 17. We're in Mastermind. Staying here?
Yes, please.
Criminal mastermind Dr. Claw is the nemesis of which animated police officer?
Dr. Claw, animated police officer. I've got no idea. If it's animated only, that rules out a lot of superheroes. Oh, I've got no idea. Sorry, Mr. T.
Nope, not Mr. T. Thanks, Loz. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Thanks for having a crack. Jane from Homebush had the gunpowder plot. Ray in the Bay, that's correct. Yes. Harry in the Bay, also correct. Barbie in Newcastle, also correct. Paul from North Fitzroy, also correct. What about Dave from Perth? G'day, Dave.
How's things, Phil?
Pretty good. Yeah, no, pretty good. Good weekend. My team won. Socceroos won. What's everything's right with the world, Dave.
But it's freezing cold here right now.
Is it? Hey. Well, at least somebody's having some winter because nobody else seems to be, Dave.
It's right up your way.
Well, it's been unseasonably warm, has it not? All right. Well, that's nice. That's nice to hear because, as we know, Perth gets to always sample the weather before it rolls across the rest of the country and lets us know what's happening.
Perth is the wettest capital city in winter.
Hey, that's a fun fact. Is that right? Really?
Everyone thinks that Perth is like hot and sunny.
Everyone thinks Perth is hot and sunny, Mediterranean climate, all that stuff.
But it's the wettest city, capital city.
Wetter than Melbourne?
Yeah.
Wetter than Sydney? Because it'd be hard to be wetter than Sydney. It rains all the time in Sydney.
No, but as in like the amount of rain measured.
Is that right?
Yeah. Look it up.
I know. I know lots of fun facts. No, I'm not denying. I just think it's a good fun fact because, as you say, it's counterintuitive.
Yeah, but everyone thinks that WA is a whole desert, but it's, well, part of it is, but.
Well, actually, you know what? That's right. A good slab's in that category, Dave.
Mm.
But you're right. There's a lot everywhere. That's right. The beautiful, beautiful southwest is not. That's true.
Well, the southwest has some of the tallest trees in the world.
Yeah, they do. They do. The mighty Jarrahs and the Carries. Yeah, exactly. Carries. That's true. No, that's right. I imagine you see. The thing is, we look at a map of Australia and we think there are a few coastal towns clinging to the a few arable strips around the place. But no, that's not true. But mind you, Western Australia, Dave, has its fair share of deserts. I would think.
Even the Pilbara gets heaps of rain. Like everyone says, that the Pilbara is like this. It's like Mars, but they get quite a bit of rain.
Oh, okay. All right. Criminal mastermind Dr. Claw is the nemesis of which animated police officer, Dave?
That's Inspector Gadget.
It is, indeed. It's Inspector Gadget. Yeah, now there's a bit of pushback on this wettest capital city thing, Dave. I'm not taking you on here, but others are. Vicky, who lives in Maddington in WA, which is Perth, says I've never heard that Perth is the wettest capital city in Australia. Sounds like a myth to me. What's that?
In winter.
Ah, in winter. Okay. Megan Como says, surely the wettest casual city in winter is Darwin. Yeah, maybe.
The wettest capital city is Darwin.
Yeah.
but Perth is the wettest in winter.
Okay. Jill in Hobart says, and also, Hobart is the second driest capital city in the country after Adelaide. And the AFL still insists we need a roof on the stadium.
That's true. Like, everyone thinks, like, the further south you go, the wetter it gets, but not really.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, now here we go. Darwin's Australia's wettest capital city, receiving an average rainfall of approximately 1,700 millimetres.
That's true.
A breakdown of average annual rainfall for all Australian capital cities. Darwin, a lot, obviously. Sydney, a lot. Yeah, Perth gets more than Melbourne.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Dave. Other amazing facts about Perth? Just bowl them up.
Well, we're the world's most isolated city, apparently.
Yeah, that's true. Are you the world's most isolated? Actually, probably. Yeah.
That's what they say.
I'd think so. Well, I'm trying to think of one that would be more isolated.
I was brought up in Carnarvon, so yeah. like the a metropolis to me.
Yeah. That's true. My texter says the Pilbara's in the midst of a 40-year drought. I've been here since 2012, and it doesn't rain much at all. Currently 46 degrees. Okay. Perth has more intensity and more rainfall in total than Melbourne. Yeah, it does, apparently. See, everyone thinks it rains all the time in Melbourne, but it does, but it's a lot of it's very light and drizzly.
Yeah, Melbourne's got more miserable weather. It's just like drizzly and everything, but as far as like totals go, Perth beats Melbourne.
There you go. Well, I suppose you see it's all those rain clouds rolling in off the Indian Ocean, Dave. We've got to go somewhere.
Well, it lands on my place.
Question number 18. We've got one left in Mastermind.
Let's go there.
Which villainous literary mastermind met his end at the Reichenbach Falls in Switzerland?
I don't know, mate. After this whole long conversation, I'm going to like crash and burn.
No good. Well, it's been a very interesting conversation, Dave. See, someone's just texted in saying, yes, Perth is the world's most isolated capital city, but it's also got the most hours of sunlight. There you go.
We get the best of both worlds over here.
It has got a very good climate, Perth, though. You'd agree with that, Dave, don't you? Wouldn't you?
Except for tonight, because it's cold.
It's winter. Dave, it's winter. It's the middle of June.
It's almost the salt. Winter solstice.
It's coming up.
Coming up.
Halfway point of the year, July the 2nd. We're not that far away from it.
Not too far.
Good night to you, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
See you, mate. 1-300-800-222. Chris in the Southern Waters, that is correct. Speaking of the Pilbara, here's Chris from the Pilbara. G'day, Chris.
G'day, mate.
How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Hot and dry by the sound of it.
It's a little bit dry now. It's been quite wet, actually, for the past few days.
Okay.
Plenty of rain, but it's drying out now, which is good.
Yeah. Cindy in Perth says it's only 8 degrees at the moment in Perth. Expect to be down to 3 tonight. Gee, that's freezing. Okay, nearly. Righto, question 18. Which villainous literary mastermind met his end at the Reichenbach Falls in Switzerland? Chris.
Oh, God, I was ringing up for old Gadget. wow. Sorry, can you just say it once more?
Yeah, which villainous literary mastermind met his end at the Reichenbach Falls in Switzerland?
Oh, my God. It doesn't even sound like English, any of that. No
good. All righty, Chris. Thank you, mate. We'll move on. Daniel from Garden Island Creek. G'day, Daniel.
Yeah. G'day, Phil. How you going?
Yeah, good. Which villainous literary mastermind met his end at the Reichenbach Falls in Switzerland?
that's Sherlock Holmesy stuff, isn't it? Professor Moriarty?
Correct.
His name?
Correct. Very good. Yes, it was. It was the nemesis of Sherlock Holmes, Professor Moriarty, who met his end at the Reichenbach Falls in Switzerland. All righty, we're up to question number 19. So we've got Mill in the Hot Seat and Family Feud left. We've got 1, 2, 3 in Mill in the Hot Seat and 1, 2, 3 in Family Feud. 6 left.
We'll go Family Feud, I suppose. Yeah.
Okay, Family Feud. We must be up to question 20 now. Family Feud. Okay. After falling out with each other, the German brothers, Adolf and Rudolf Dassler, launched which two sportswear companies?
I'm sure one of them would be Adidas, was it? And the other one is... Schlesinger?
Not Schlesinger, Daniel, no. Bruce from Lura. G'day, Bruce. Hi, Bruce. Have we got Bruce? Bruce, I'll put you on hold just in case we have got you and you can't hear us. Claire from Modbury. Hi, Claire.
Oh, hi, Phil.
Family Feud. After falling out with each other, the German brothers Adolf and Rudolf Dassler launched which two sportswear companies?
Well, I know one was Adidas. I'll be guessing on the other one. I'm tossing up between two, and I'll probably say the wrong one. Nike?
Not Nike. No. Sorry, Claire. Thank you. No, it's not Nike. Jay from Leppington. Hi, Jay.
Hello, Philip. How are you, mate?
Very well. Question 20, Family Feud. After falling out with each other, the German brothers Adolf and Rudolf Dassler launched which two sportswear companies?
Now, I thought you were going to ask this question, which is why I rang. this was Adi Dassler, Adidas, and his brother Rudy, who created Puma across the river.
Correct.
Yeah. And the lady who just said Nike, nah. Phil Knight created Nike in America.
Yeah, that was an American thing, wasn't it?
After he sold on a Tuca Tiger in America, which is the ASICS brand.
After he got, what was that last one?
Phil Knight distributed Onitsuka Tiger, which is the original brand for ASICS.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a triumph of marketing, Nike, wasn't it?
Yeah, Nike was basically a marketing company.
I mean, they didn't have any. Was there any technological breakthrough that because, I mean, Adidas, in a way, was good technology, wasn't it? But, I mean, Nike was just a triumph of marketing, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, look. Yeah, Mr. Onitsuka, the guy who invented ASICS, Onitsuka Tiger, was a pioneer in sport worldwide, globally.
Yeah. He actually
came up with the three stripes before Adidas used them.
Okay.
But he went with the Tiger stripes as a functional logo on his footwear.
We're in Family Feud. Two left there. Otherwise, you can move to Mill in the Hot Seat.
So there's only two categories left.
There is only two categories left.
What's milliner? Is that the hat? You had a hat category that. Oh no, you had that hat. The history quiz last night was hats, I think.
Milliner Hot Seat is our category, or Family Feud?
I'll stick with Family Feud.
Staying with Family Feud. What are the names of the two feuding families in Romeo and Juliet?
Nah, bugger if I know, mate. It's usually Shakespeare things. I've got no. I should look up, read up on it.
See you, Jay.
See you, mate.
Bye-bye. that's funny. Cameron from South Perth. Hello, Cameron.
Philip, how would you think I would know this question?
What are the names of the two feuding families in Romeo and Juliet?
Good night, Philip.
See ya. Bye-bye. Okie day. Bruce from Lura. G'day, Bruce. We've got you back there. Hello.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Sorry, I don't know what happened before.
I must have been in the wrong place in the house, that's all.
Oh, okay. What are the names of the two feuding families in Romeo and Juliet?
The Capulets and the Montagues.
Correct. Yes, the Montagues and the Capulets.
Oh, be some other name. What's in a name? That which you call a rose. By any other name would smell as sweet. So Romeo would, were he not Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owes without that title. Romeo, doff thy name, and for that name which is no part of thee, take all myself.
Ah, yes. Sticky end in the end, Bruce. A sticky
end. How old is that? Is that tape? Recording.
I'm trying to think of that. Where that movie was taken from? Was it what was that actress's name? No, I can't remember her name. I'll check it out. Actually, hang on. We've got to go to the news break. I tell you what, Bruce. I'll put you on hold, and we can ring you back, or you can wait on, and we shall answer the last 1, 2, 3, 4 questions. Thank you. Yes. No. It's thanks to everyone who's suggested it. It wasn't Claire Danes. That was the recent one, wasn't it? Who was Juliet? But it was, of course, the marvelous Olivia Hussey in that little excerpt we played of Romeo and Juliet, which was back from 1968, but it was a Franco Zeffirelli film. I remember it caused a whole hullabaloo at the time. I remember because the Leonard Whiting and Olivia Hussey were age appropriate actors at the time. The wonderful Olivia Hussey. Jim in Campbelltown, thank you for that. Annette in Perth says Olivia, yes, it was Olivia Hussey. Annette also says it's freezing at the moment. At the moment in Perth, it's freezing. It's 5 degrees, getting down to 3 degrees. That's chilly, isn't it? That is seriously chilly. Alrighty, issues of the day coming up, and we've got another edition of American Insight in this hour as well, but we have a little thing to finish up first called
The Mighty Challenge,
where Bruce from Lura was up on deck with only 4 left. He's looking good. G'day, Bruce.
I'm still here, Philip.
What do you want to do? Stay with Family Feud, or you can... There's one left in Family Feud, otherwise it's off to Mill in the hot seat.
Yeah, I'm not sure I know too much about the milliners, but I tell you what, I'll go Family Feud.
Family Feud. All right. Which 1968 Peter O'Toole movie tells the story of Henry II and his feuding sons?
Oh.
Family
my
Feud.
Mother, that was my mother's. It's between Peter O'Toole and Omar Sharif.
What, for who was the sexiest man alive, you mean, Bruce?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I think your mother has excellent taste, because between Omar Sharif and Peter O'Toole, there wasn't much, was there?
Oh, and look, every time there was a Peter O'Toole movie, especially Lawrence of Arabia. Oh, my goodness.
You see, I'm just trying to think, in a modern day, who's the modern day equivalent of Peter O'Toole? Because he had that square-jawed sort of English good looks, didn't he? Who would it be? I'm trying to think.
I don't know. Good question. I don't watch movies like that. My mother passed away quite a while ago. Okay. So.
You know what? They don't make movies like that, Bruce, anymore.
No, they don't, unfortunately.
Lawrence of Arabia, what about that? Hey, what a movie.
And look, I have watched it since mum died.
Yeah.
I always shed a tear.
Watch it in memory of her.
Yes, I certainly do, and it really is a spectacular movie.
It certainly is. Who made it? David Lean, that's right, didn't he? Yeah.
Mm.
Question 22, which 1968 Peter O'Toole movie tells the story of Henry II and his feuding sons? Peter O'Toole, arguably the sexiest man alive at the time, except for Omar Sharif.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm scratching on this one. I know I've seen it. Honestly, it's
It's killing me.
My texter says, by the way, Peter O'Toole, of course, later on had that watery-eyed drunk look. Oh, is that what happened? Is that what happened? I don't know. Okay. No good, Bruce. That's very...
Look, I'm going to suggest that I've got...
No
close
idea.
To, close... No, it's not coming.
Okay, all right. You did get close, Bruce, and sadly, we'll have to move on. Jim in Campbelltown, correct. Ed from Perth, correct. Claire in South Australia, correct. Annette from Perth, correct. Tony from Tusmore. G'day, Tony.
G'day there. First time caller. No idea, so I'm going to say Dr. Zhivago.
Thank you. No, it's not Dr. Zhivago. Thanks, no, Tony.
I know.
I know you know. Thanks, Tony.
Bye.
Give us a call again. Bye-bye. Joanna from Newcastle. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Philip.
Question 22. Which 1968 Peter O'Toole movie tells the story of Henry II and his feuding sons?
Is it The Lion in Winter?
The Lion in Winter is correct, yes.
Had the greatest power in 1,000 years, and after me comes John.
She'll be here soon, you know.
Who? Mother.
I've only one desire left. She'll see you, King.
If you oppose me, I'll strike you anywhere I can. Is it rewarding despising me?
No.
Stop!
How? It's what I live for. I have a confession. I don't much like our children.
I leave you nothing, and I wish you plague.
If
you want your debt, you do it.
But family doesn't have its ups and downs.
Catherine Hepburn.
He was a serious dude, Peter O'Toole. Chris in the Southern Water says maybe Jude Law is the new Peter O'Toole, although Peter O'Toole was a vastly better Peter O'Toole. That's true. Benedict Cumberbatch is the new Peter O'Toole. Not really, I don't think. No.
Mm.
No, the opening scene of Lawrence of Arabia is simply the best. Yes, amazing opening scene, isn't it? Righto, Joe, question 23. There are three left. They're all in Mill in the Hot Seat.
Mm-hmm.
Which colour of Edward de Pono's 6 thinking hats represents feelings and emotions?
I don't know. I met his cousin once. I don't know. Blue.
Not blue.
Okay.
Sorry,
Joe. Happy Bloomsday.
Oh, yeah, blue. Is it Bloomsday today?
Day.
Oh, yeah. Hey, happy Bloomsday. Good old Molly Bloom. Thank you, Joe.
See
you. Bye. Good old Molly Bloom. Vicky and Nara. Hi, Vicky.
Yeah, hi. How are you going?
Which colour of Edward de Bono's 6 thinking hats represents feelings and emotions? It's not blue.
Which colour? Feelings red.
What's your answer?
Red.
Red is correct. Yes, it is. Red is correct. All right, two left. Which type of narrow-brimmed felt hat is named after an 1894 novel by Georges du Maurier?
Oh. What kind of hat? Can you describe it again?
Which type of narrow-brimmed felt hat is named after an 1894 novel by Georges de Maurier?
I don't know. It's so many different names.
No good.
A Cobra.
Not an Akubra. Not an Akubra, no. Heather from Nil. Hello, Heather.
Good evening.
Which type of narrow-brimmed felt hat is named after an 1894 novel by Georges du Maurier?
I've only just tuned in. What have other people guessed?
Well, it's not an Akubra.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm tossing up Trilby or Fedora. Trilby.
Trilby is correct. Very good. It is indeed a trilby. Okie doke. Well, you've got yourself into this kind of situation.
Oh, no.
Question number 25. And to win, Milliner Hot Seat is where we are. Which US president was nicknamed Hatless Jack?
John Truman?
Not John Truman. Oh, no. Sorry, Heather, no. Not John Truman. No. Michael from Berrydale. Hi, Michael.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not bad. Which US president was nicknamed Hatless Jack?
Andrew Jackson?
Not Andrew Jackson, no. Not Andrew Jackson. Led from Bankstown. G'day, Led.
G'day, Phil.
Which US president was nicknamed Hatless Jack?
Just going to guess, maybe Bill Clinton, maybe?
Not Bill Clinton, no. Not Bill Clinton. Keith from Sippy Downs. Come on, line's free if you want to grab one. Keith, g'day.
I really haven't the faintest idea, but I'll go for Hoover.
No, it wasn't Edward J. Hoover, no. All right, thank you. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Steve in Tokable has got the right answer. Who else? Annette in Perth, yes. Harry in the Bay, correct. What about Janet from Caulfield? Hi, Janet.
Hello.
Which US president was nicknamed Hatless Jack?
John F. Kennedy?
Yes, he was. It was JFK, indeed.
If the nations of this hemisphere should fail to meet their commitments against outside communist penetration, then I want it clearly understood that this government will not hesitate in meeting its primary obligations, which are to the security of our nation.
Yes, the Bay of Pigs incident. Jack Kennedy it was, Janet. Well done. Good on you.
Thank you.
You came through at the end, and that's the way it often happens here on the Mighty Challenge. Janet, I'll put you on hold. We'll get the maggot out to you, and thanks for playing. Barbara in Perth had John Kennedy. Jane from Homebush, yes, correct. Chris the Nightwash had JFK. Good. Wasn't Herbert Hoover either. No, it wasn't. Thank you. Thanks for all the texters as well. Nice challenge, everyone. Nice and good fun.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.